This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk. Did you know that there are thousands of sailing events of all types around the world? Dramatic photos are captured with the bows of boats pitching into the waves upwind, or colorful spinnakers billowing downwind. There are races that are in bays, in straits, in gulfs, fjords, in bights, sounds, coves, and on lakes, and in the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans. There are yacht clubs and community sailing programs in countries around the world. There are super yacht races, tall ship races, dinghy races, collegiate races, and teams preparing for the Olympics for their respective countries. The photographers and media professionals who cover these races capture photographs and words to describe the passion, the excitement, the crashes, and the mastery of the moments as sailors, pro and amateur, compete for cups and prizes of all shapes and sizes. In the U.S., over 84 million adults participated in sailing last year, and more than 11 million boats were registered. Sailing in the Indian Ocean and along the Nile through Egypt, there are dhows, the wooden boats of all shapes and sizes that fishermen and traders have been sailing in for thousands of years. Our tall ship history is abundant with culture and cargo and skilled people traveling from country to country, continent to continent. Sailsport Talk cannot expect to cover all the news, but what you can expect from us is that we will be talking with people who are passionate about what they do, people who have courage, who have drive, and who have vision, but also with people with a profound love of the world's waterways, whose most precious moments are often silently experienced as a small human being on a planet where life above and below the water is so prevalent, we oftentimes don't think about how small the land is in comparison. It is no wonder that we are fascinated with the people who sail for sport and pleasure, and the many other types of boats that are part of our connections to each other and life on Earth. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, and we welcome you to the world of sailing. In America, there are boat shows in Houston, Texas, Portland, Oregon, Chicago, Illinois, Nashville, Tennessee, Kansas, Missouri, Los Angeles, California, Stuart, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, and Naples, Florida. You don't have to be a competitive sailor to enjoy and experience fun on the water. Any boat is fun on the water. If you want to try it out, visit a local boat show, network with people who are there, and find out about your local community of sailors and power boaters. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk.
All right, hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is 9:40 Pacific Tuesday. That means we check in with our friends at SailsportTalk.com. Yes, two T's in there, SailsportTalk.com. And as always, co-hosting the segment is Karen Lyle. Karen, I just heard you in that little bit before we came back on the air. I heard you say Missouri. I always thought you were from around here. Where are you from originally?
You know, it depends on how many centuries you go back. No, I am actually from San Francisco, but of course I have relatives all across the United States because
so
my family's been here since the 1620 or something like that.
They taught you to say Missouri.
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking, should I say it like a Californian or should I say it like I know something about it?
All good. All right. Well, we're happy to bring back our friend Betsy Allison, a Hall of Fame sailor who won the world championship gold 9 months after becoming a para athlete. Betsy, welcome back, and just give us a little bit of an update. What have you been up to since last we spoke?
Well, it's been kind of a crazy year that I've had. I found out last summer that I had a malignant tumor in my left hip that was removed last November. So almost a year ago, 11 months this week. So they took out all the bone structure in my left hip. They call it a hemipelvectomy, and about 90% of the muscle So all I have left is my leg, my femur, the acetabulum at the top. And I've been learning how to walk again. I've been learning how to do, you know, just a lot of things with daily life. And it has been quite a journey. And it ended, well, I shouldn't say it ended. I was able to travel again by myself for the first time abroad in August and had the opportunity to represent the United States in a world championship over in the Netherlands. So that was a big step forward for me because it was the first time I was able to sailboat race in almost a year and a half. So it's the start of a new part of a journey and in how I'm going to navigate getting on and off different types of boats in future and move forward. But it's been, like I said, quite a journey.
Well, Betsy, the last time that we saw each other in person was here at the South Beach Yacht Club when you were teaching the U.S. Sailing Adaptive course, which I audited. And now you are competing as a parasailer. And I'm wondering, tell me about the boat that you sailed on in this race and how you got in and off. You know, how did you solve that adaptive problem?
Well, it was a little bit of a challenge. The boats we sailed are called Hansa 303s, and they're these little 9-foot colorful boats that have like a web type sling seat in them that, you know, so it's a piece of webbing material that goes over two bars and forms sort of like a, I guess you would say like a beach kind of seat almost. And it's about 3 feet, maybe 3.5 feet wide, the seat itself. And you use a little joystick tiller, a little stick between your legs that you move side to side to steer the boat. And these little boats have two sails, a main and jib. Both are on a roller furler system. So you can reef them if you need to make them smaller if it's super windy. But they're very simple in terms of layout. They have jib sheets, they have a main sheet and the tiller, and there's very few adjustments you can make on the sails other than the outhaul and the moving the jib leads to change the shape of the sail. So it's really all about sail trim. It's about how you position your body in the boat and to move around. And we call them internationally non-technical boats because they are so simple. But I tell you what, when the breeze comes up, they're a little bit of a handful, and they were a bit of a challenge to sail, but they were fun and they were lively. And there's a fleet of them in San Francisco with the BADS Association. So there are thousands of them around the world, which is one of the reasons why World Sailing chose them to be part of the Para World Championship fleets of boats to sail. So you asked about the challenges getting in and out. You know, the first challenge is just getting down to the deck, getting down to the dock itself and transferring into the boat. But frankly, once I was inside the boat, I think the biggest challenge was when I was sailing on starboard tack, when I was sitting to windward, I couldn't really brace my left foot to stop myself from sliding sideways in the boat. So I was using a lot of upper body strength and locking my forearm onto the side deck to keep myself from moving. But other than that, it was just really finding a way to slide, scooch my weight side to side. I wouldn't say it was easy to slide, but I was scooching my weight side to side as the boat turned to get myself in the most advantageous physical position. But the tactics and strategy are really all the same. So getting back into a boat, it was getting back to what I knew, how to sail a boat. And I was able to employ some of the other skills I learned from match racing during the championship as well. So it was really fun for me.
We are speaking, Karen Lyle and I, SailSportTalk.com, speaking with Betsy Allison. So Betsy, you go into the operating room. The doctors say, we'll try to save as much of the leg as possible. In that moment, did you think in less than a year you'd be in the Netherlands on a podium getting a gold medal?
Well, frankly, going into that operating room, I didn't know whether I was going to come out with a leg or not. You know, the surgeon said that was the worst case scenario if they couldn't save it. So first of all, I was thankful that they were able to save my leg. But honestly, you know, through the recovery after surgery, being in rehab, and then transitioning back to home and doing external PT sessions. If I didn't have the mindset of an athlete, I don't know that I would have come so far so quickly. But, it's just like any athletic endeavor, you know, there's always muscular pain that you push through at different points in time. And I think having the motivating factor of a world championship to look forward to enabled me to be disciplined enough to come off all the medications that I was on, because I knew they would drug test at a world championship. And secondly, it was a big motivator to push forward as hard as I could to be able to become independent enough to travel. So just arriving in the airport in Amsterdam for me was the big win. And the sailing was a bonus on top of that. So, you know, I think for a lot of people, when they're faced with a physical challenge and something, whether it's a disability, they're in an accident, they have a disease like I had cancer removed, and find themselves with different abilities at any given time, having something to strive for, I think, is hugely motivating. And for me, it just happened to be that world championship.
Well, and Betsy, you have been such an advocate for the Paralympics and also for adaptive sailing techniques being taught to teachers around the United States. You didn't have to overcome any hurdles as far as understanding what was possible in this particular thing, but congratulations to you for what you've done, Betsy. It really is a tribute to your strength of not only character but will, and probably just a blast to be on the water. Do you find it more comfortable to be on the water now than on land?
I would say I'm becoming more comfortable doing everything again. But the joy of being on the water again, the feeling of, you know, and a lot of people say it sounds like a very trite phrase where you have that freedom on the water. But I tell you what, it is so empowering to be able to return to an activity, a sport that I love so much, that has given so much to me and to other sailors with challenges over the years. I mean, it's just a joy. And I will say that my experience working with Paralympic sailors, with sailors with disabilities all across the United States, actually gave me a lot of strength and direction when I was, you know, during this whole recovery period, and really helped me understand what I needed to do to get back to it. So, yeah, it's been an exciting process to figure out what I've been able to do again. And I just look forward to being able to get back on a lot of different kinds of boats, to get back to the Shields racing that I love to do on Wednesday nights. And I want to get to a point where people don't look at me on the boat and worry about how I'm going to get across it or what I'm going to do, rather than sailing the boat. So that's my next big motivator, is to be able to feel comfortable enough to wait there on my leg fully, to be able to transfer across a boat and just, you know, again, take the next step forward.
Last question for you. We just have about a minute. Is there anything, contrastly, that's now easier for you in the current situation you're in when it comes to sailing?
I don't think any, it's necessarily easier for me, but I tell you one thing that it has done for me is that my mental outlook in terms of a competition, you know, it is a game and it needs to be fun. And I think that anytime I go out on the water, I'm going to race as hard as I can and do things to the best of my ability. But to be honest, the fate of the real world does not rest on whether I win a race or where I finish in it. And I just really feel that my love for the sport has increased because I'm able to do what I love to do, regardless of the challenges that I have right now.
Great stuff from Betsy Allison, award-winning para-athlete now. We really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to talk to you again.
And Karen, for you, whether you're in Missouri or Oregon or Nevada, we appreciate you coming on too.
I'll see you next week.
All right, Rick. Sounds good.
Oh, that's next week, right?